Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
No Stansberry tonight.
What's he doing?
He's at a concert. One of those
young people things?
Yeah. Whatever concert he's at, you and I would not fit in at. I can promise you that.
Well, that does really narrow the list down, I'm afraid.
We've gotten old, Brent.
Yeah, yeah.
We've gotten old. Welcome to
Thanks, Jinx. Yeah.
Welcome to Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. We are at Whiskey River in Ankeny, and as always, are presented by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. You can hear the Vikings and the Rams coming up after us. Hopefully you've gotten one of those big screens from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
Yep, I did.
I did as well.
I got two, actually.
I bought my projector from them, and actually, yeah, I think I have two TVs from them, too.
Soon to be Nebraska Furniture Mart in
Waukee?
Way west Clive.
Yeah,
still Clive.
Yeah, it's still technically Clive.
Still going to be Clive.
Who knows where, like, everything starts and ends.
Yeah, that's going to be a big-time store, though. Pump for those guys.
Yeah, it'll be cool. How are you, Bloom?
I'm good. I am
getting ready to take off to Fort Worth.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was thinking, the last time Iowa State won in Fort Worth, Texas, was 2012.
Jared Barnett?
Yeah, but the day before was the infield fly game.
Thanks. Was it really?
Yeah. It was the Friday before because you were not a happy camper. You were kind of mean in your text messaging when I was in Fort Worth.
What did I do you remember what I texted to you?
It just was by the end of the night because I think it was a 2:30 kick. So and I was younger back then, so I enjoyed myself the night before. But
I'm sure you did.
The end of the night, you were fairly belligerent and not really worth chatting to anymore.
Yeah,
kind of mean spirited about your Braves losing to my Cardinals.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And
so, long story short,
I owe a lot of people apologies after that night.
If you could have a fun night Friday tomorrow night, you know, just so history will repeat itself, that would be appreciated.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up because the Braves are going to be back in the playoffs, and it's amazing.
It's the first time since then?
I believe so, yeah. That was Chipper's last game.
Yep.
And it's just, I've told that story so many times on the air. It's become, like, it's the cheap shot that people always take at me when they're trying to get me riled up, like you just did.
I'm just saying history. That's the last time Iowa State won at TC. The only time Iowa State has won in Fort Worth was the day after the infield flag game.
I can assure you that I will not have a night like that tomorrow night. I've grown up
a little bit,
a lot since then. Yeah. Now, here's what you've got going for you. Potentially, I could have a night like that tonight if the Vikings get blown out.
That's a good point.
Like they did.
Fair point.
Last week against the Bills. I warn anybody here in Whiskey River in Ankeny, if I decide to watch the game from here, I'll be the angry, middle-aged, balding man in the Harrison Smith jersey.
I'm still impressed you still wear the colors. So
why wouldn't I? I'm a true fan. I don't just jump on when they go 13-3 like you did last year. I've been there. I've been through the ups and downs.
Only won once in Fort Worth, though. And you remember that game. Jared Barnett.
I do remember that game.
David
that came
Irving,
out of nowhere.
David Irving had a pick six.
Yeah.
Trevon Boykin got his first start for TCU.
Yeah. Who was the other guy who got he had the drug thing?
Oh, it was
Paschal?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Pahal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that makes
good work.
Thank
well
you.
Done. That was a good pull. I don't think he started maybe one other game after that, but he had some drug complications. But yeah.
Paul Hall.
TCU was ranked that year.
Yes.
And Iowa State was
good people
unranked.
At Iowa State made the commemorative shirts after that win.
And we're not making shirts anymore, thank goodness.
No, thank God.
But Iowa State just lost to Tech at home and was anemic offensively, and then they exploded against this great defense at TCU. So, you know, the way Iowa State's offense has looked so far in 2018, who knows? Maybe, you know, beyond the infield fly, which we hope doesn't happen again for your sake. that Iowa State's offense could surprise some people. Because right now, Chris, I think Iowa State's the opinion of Iowa State with Cyclone fans is jaded a little bit because of the lack of offense. I mean, the Cyclone defense has been excellent, and as we expected. But if it was the other way around, where it was the Iowa State defense that was struggling, the offense that was excellent, I think we'd feel differently about the team. For some reason, offense is, you know, thought of as the end-all, be-all, when right now Iowa State's defense is going to be the thing that carries them. It's just the offense hasn't been up to speed. I think if it was flipped, we'd feel differently about this football team.
Can I make a point, too? I've watched the Akron game three times now, including it live. I watched it on tape twice. This sounds like such a cop-out, but I swear, Brent, have you watched it back?
I did watch it, yeah.
They weren't trying to go downfield.
It didn't look like it. It didn't look like it. Now, is that intentional or because they couldn't? I mean, I think that's
could they not, or were they? I don't know. It was a really odd game, almost
disjointed.
Did you read my Monday musings?
I did.
I almost feel like Campbell's setting us up in a way. There's no way that, because we've seen him call plays, basically him and Tom Manning, for 2 years,
right?
Especially with Zeb in there. He's not just going to sit on the ball like that, and that, because we have a track record of watching him by now. I would be really surprised if that's the offensive game plan against TCU on Saturday night.
I agree. I think a couple things here. I think number one is Akron was playing deep, and the way they beat Northwestern was because of mistakes made by Northwestern.
Correct.
And Iowa State knew, especially when that game was, 17-10 at halftime. I think in the second half it was pretty much
kill the clock.
Just as long as we don't screw something up, we're going to win. Let's not have Zeb throw a pick six and then let them back in the game. The defense was controlling it. There was no way Akron was going to get more than, maybe seven in that second half. So just play it super conservative. And even in the red zone, the Purdy thing was interesting, but I think there was some method to it. And they didn't really push it down the field at all, I think, for that reason. Because if Akron gets an interception there, gets a turnover, they're back in the game, where Iowa State knew as long as they don't screw it up, they were going to win. And Matt he's a logical guy. He's also fairly conservative at times. If he knows he has control of the game, he's not going to do anything to disrupt that. And throwing it down the field may have disrupted. It may have been good. I mean, they could have blown him out then, but it also could have risks to victory, and the victory is the most important thing.
I talked to Matt on Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon, and I would encourage you guys, if you don't listen to these, I do the interviews with Matt for KXNO, and we post them on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast feed too. And it's just me and him, where he feels more comfortable, and he does open up a little bit more. And he told me I was really proud of Zeb.
Yeah, he won player of the week offensively.
Zeb Nolan. He played within the offense. He didn't press things. And I think Campbell is wanting to see that out of him. We've never, kind of the Baylor game last year, but that was more of a David Montgomery thing than it was Zeb Nolan. He really was a patient passer, and I think Matt needed to see that from his young quarterback.
I agree. Because that's the one knock on Zeb, Akron was the outlier for where we've seen from him, is that he's almost reckless to a fault.
Well,
we
bring up the Brett Favre stuff for a reason.
I mean, that was the knock. That they were super concerned about Zeb against Oklahoma, that he was just going to fire it into coverage and throw a bunch of picks, which he didn't do. I mean, a couple of risky throws, but really on point. And against Akron, I don't remember one ball that was into any type of danger for Akron intercepted. That's maturation. Now, you get into the Big 12 now, you have to score, so you need to be riskier with some of those throws. But I think against Akron, they were comfortable with the way that game was going, that they could just grind it out, throw the comfortable passes, and give Akron credit. They made all the tackles that they had to, so they couldn't get away and make plays. But they were comfortable with that game, and it was in hand for most of the second half. And they were going to risk it by throwing it into double coverage.
Especially, Brent, when you consider Matt Campbell's stress, rightfully so, on winning the turnover battle.
Right.
He realizes that he's out-talented by a lot of these teams in the Big 12. Now, I think that gap is significantly less than it once was. And I think he has trust that his defense more often than not will win the turnover battle. I do see there being some legitimate concern there with Zeb Nolan and the passing game, where last year you didn't necessarily have to worry about that with Kyle Kemp, because
he
just is not a risk taker. He's smart. You go into the Zeb Nolan era and things are different.
We have a track record now with Campbell as the head coach that he prefers, if Iowa State has control of the game, he's not going to do anything Texas Tech-wise and throw a bunch of trick plays and things. He's comfortable, if Iowa State has control of it, to just be patient, grind out the clock, and get a victory. And you notice in the games that Iowa State's needed to throw the ball over the past couple of years, they've done it. They're not afraid to throw it, but if they think they can win it with ball control and mistake-free football, that is the preference. I think that's what you saw on Saturday. That's also why, if it's a up-tempo game, which it might be against TCU, or at least a game you need some points, they're not going to be afraid to let Zeb air it out either.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio, we are presented by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We are here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Brent Bloom joins me. Jared Stansberry is off tonight. We'll talk with Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive as we do our picks for the weekend here in just a little bit. Let's talk about Iowa State's defense. And you know me, Brent. I'll do anything to talk about a good defensive line.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Daddy likes what he's seen from the Iowa State defensive line. As Matt Campbell put it this week, it's the most consistent position on the team. It was downright dominant on Saturday against Akron, where you had two defensive ends. We expect it from Ray Lima.
Yep.
You had two defensive ends play their best game of their careers in Jaquan Bailey and Eni Awazirike. I am bullish, as the folks on Wall Street would say, on this defensive line.
The defense is better than it was last year, and it was really good last year because you've upgraded, and he's better. I mean, Lanning's a loss.
Hot take. Eni might be the best pro prospect on Iowa State's roster. Butler's really good.
Montgomery's.
It's just harder with a running back.
It is.
I think Awazirike is a guy who we haven't seen enough of. I think he's right there with those guys as far as talent goes at the next level. Boom.
And he's been phenomenal.
Yes.
And so has Bailey. This is exciting because I think where Iowa State was poor at times defensively is, it's some guys that weren't always making the best angles at the linebacker spot and also at the safety spot. But I think Greg Eisworth right now may be the MVP of the defense.
That's fair.
Which is super encouraging, because that was the one question we had coming in, was middle linebacker and safety.
Dude, he's a baller.
And Eisworth is phenomenal. Like, watch that guy. He is great in run support, but he's also fast enough to cover. So if they could get Eisworth playing well along with that defensive line, they've been able to contain the run game with three. I mean, I think this defense is set up to be good all year and keep them in every game. And I don't see TCU running away from Iowa State at all on Saturday. In fact, you talked a little bit about this week, but Iowa State's defense is very similar to Texas's.
Yes.
Not quite as aggressive.
That's the difference.
But I could see that their quarterback, their young quarterback, making some mistakes.
We've talked about it on the program a little bit, but we do have a little bit of a different audience here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Todd Orlando and the boys at Texas will openly discuss how they ripped off John Haycock's defense last year.
Yep.
And that's football, by the way. It happens in every form, at every level. That's a great compliment to John Haycock. Watch Texas play defense and watch Iowa State play defense. It's incredibly similar, but you nailed it. The Longhorns bring more pressure from more areas. What I see right now, and I don't know if I love it, but I'm going to trust John Haycock because he certainly knows more than me.
Yep.
The Oklahoma game was fascinating.
Yep.
They're bringing three, dropping eight for the entire first half. They got more aggressive in the second half. Last week, I can name three or four plays where they brought more than three. I'm anxious to see against a TCU offense and a quarterback who doesn't like the pressure, but I think would even get more confused dropping eight into coverage, what Iowa State attack is. But that is the luxury, Brent, when you can bring three. Keep an eye on this. Perhaps to alleviate from the running quarterback, which has given Iowa State problems, they may creep four guys into there every once in a while.
Well, I mean, that's been the best offense against Iowa State right now is that quarterback run game. And Murray was great, made a lot of plays happen, and made some big-time throws. This kid's not as good as Murray's, but he is athletic, and he can create some things. But he's also his two interceptions against Texas were just awful reads and awful throws. And if Iowa State can force him into that, I really like Iowa State's chances. But TCU, first and foremost, wants to run the ball. I mean, they ran for over 200 against Ohio State, ran for almost 200 against Texas. So they can get it done. A very veteran offensive line. So, Chris, that's why I agree. This may be a game where Iowa State has to go with the four down linemen to stop the run. Now, if they can do it with three, if Iowa State holds them to under like 4 yards a carry, Iowa State's got a great chance to win this game. But TCU does not want to risk their quarterback throwing it all over the yard because they know he's prone to make a mistake. So they're going to be very conservative as well. It's a really interesting matchup. Iowa State held them to 7 points last year and only 280 yards of offense. So I think the blueprint's out there of what to do to TCU. They do have speed, but I think Iowa State's defense is step for step with them. And, you know, I'd be surprised if TCU gets anywhere near 30.
I'm really high on Iowa State to at least cover on Saturday night. They don't get blown out anymore.
They don't, but the turnovers are going to be huge.
Yep.
I mean, look at.
What, do you not trust Zeb?
Not completely yet.
That's fair.
Not completely yet.
Not against Gary Patterson.
I haven't seen enough from this Iowa State offense. We'll get into our picks here in a little bit. I want to see it first. I mean, Oklahoma was one thing, but see it in a Big 12, you know, big-time atmosphere on the road. But I'll throw a little stat at you.
Okay.
Both Iowa State and TCU are in the 110s in turnover margin right now. There's a reason why one of them is 1-2, one of them is 2-2, as compared to last year. Both of them were in the top 50 in turnover margin last year. Turnovers are huge. Next to run defense is the biggest factor of success in college football. So Iowa State has now won two times under Matt Campbell where they were minus in the turnover margin, the Liberty Bowl and Akron last week. In order for Iowa State to have success the rest of the year, they have to start creating some turnovers, which they really haven't done yet, and then they cannot have the mistakes that they've had, including against Akron, where they fumbled a couple times.
Well said. Let's bring Tim Mullen in. We'll do that next here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We're going to go our picks of the week here on 1460 KXNO.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
It's the final month for the end of summer sell down at Carl Chevrolet. All month, we have huge savings on many new Chevrolets. Receive up to $13,000 off 2018 Silverado half-ton crew cabs, up to $7,000 off 2018 Equinox LT models, or up to 12% off 2018 Tahoes and Suburbans. All this when financed through GM Financial. Plus, with the largest inventory of new Chevrolets in Iowa, the selection has never been better. It's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet. Or find details and pricing online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life. Carl Chevrolet.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Or call 515-239-4475.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seeing or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro. Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. We're presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I was waiting for Director Pollard to be like, "This is Jamie Pollard. You're listening to Des Moines Sports." I thought
he's on there a lot.
Yeah, that's why I was. Pardon me for being a little bit late there. Tim Mullen joins us right now. He says traffic was a pain in the rear.
Bit of a booger.
Welcome to the program, Tim.
Yeah, thanks. How's it going, guys?
Never been better than this very moment right now. I'm working up the Vikings game time here, feeling better and better the closer we get to kickoff, even though I know we are going to get annihilated.
I don't think we're going to get annihilated, C-Dub.
Well, yeah, but you're a Chiefs fan. You're all seeing unicorns and rainbows right now.
Hold on, I'm three quarters full Chiefs fan. We better shore up that defense, or we're in some big problems.
Oh, come on, it's an offensive.
I mean,
league.
We'd score.
The NFL
is going to
be the Big 12 here before we know it.
That's what Bloom said to me last week.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Well, it's heading that way, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, they are literally stealing concepts that the Big 12 was using 5 years ago.
The Rams were scary, though. I was looking at information this week where the Chiefs have scored 118 points this year, and the Rams have scored like 106, but the Rams have only given up 36, and the Chiefs have given up 92. So there's a bit of a disparity. Or you could be the Saints, who have scored 104 and given up 103.
Mm. As Fred Hoiberg once said about his defense, well, they have to stop us too.
Yeah.
God, I miss that.
Yeah.
Like, I said it all the time. He's the leech of college basketball.
He
he didn't care about defense.
He did not want
it would, like, offend people when you said it. I'm like, no, he
just doesn't.
He admits
he can outscore. And he did.
Yeah, he did. Tim Mullins here from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I don't know if you heard. We were bragging about the TVs we bought from you guys.
Gentlemen, I was listening. I appreciate it.
The TVs are, and the prices on the TVs these days are unbelievable.
It is. You know, the market has come back to the consumer, and it's a really great time to get out and buy TVs right now. We still have some, great offers going on right now for financing TVs. There's a lot of good stuff. September is Samsung month. Right now, for example, buy a Samsung TV, get 20% off. If you need a Sanus mount with that, there's 36-month deferred interest financing on all Samsung TVs, $997 and more. And for, you know, right at $1,000, you can get yourself a healthy 65-inch, 70-inch TV. Lots of good time to come out and get us. We got other good offers going on right now, too, in our window gallery. We are the only Hunter Douglas design gallery in the Des Moines metro area. We've got $100 off on qualifying offered purchases there. And then there's also still National Karastan Month in the flooring department, which means you're getting 5 frees on carpet when you get Karastan certified install. You're getting take-up hallway, furniture move, in-home measurement, and, again, the certified install. Plus there's just 30 months financing.
Well, and you get to right come now. In and get to see your lovely face.
You know, I'm all smiles and sunshine, gentlemen. Not to mention the fact we're still hiring for the new store. I heard you talking about it.
I didn't know if we could talk about that or not.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
What are we hiring for?
What aren't we hiring for? We're looking for sales professionals in the flooring division and the appliance division. We're looking for warehouse help. We're looking for the cashier and customer service help. We're looking for leadership management positions. They're going to be slowly opening up and coming up over the next few weeks. But right now we're definitely looking for sales professionals on both sides of the store. So it's a great time. If you're looking for a great company, great opportunities, great benefits, great place to work, check out NFM.com careers and look for the Des Moines store.
You can get picks from Tim, too.
Yeah.
That's right. It's just a side benefit.
I'm sure on Thursdays your office is just wide open for people to come in and give you suggestions on picks for the Cyclone Fanatic radio program.
You know, it's actually fun. Every Thursday when I go to lunch with some of my crew, I pull your picks up and we round table and I just say, what do you guys
just
think?
Just bounce it off of the boys.
Yeah, I feel good today.
Really?
We're all in agreement today on my picks, so I should probably go one.
Can you tell me who Rick picked? Because I'm going opposite Rick.
No, Rick wasn't involved today, but I gave Rick his chance on Nebraska in the second week.
He's out.
Where he guaranteed me a win, and that's not looking good for them.
So I was at the home base in Omaha. You know, where NFM is Omaha, Nebraska.
72nd Dodge there.
I drove by it while listening to...
Is Mrs. B still kicking?
No, sir. No, past few years ago. I will tell you, the cart that she used to ride around on, they still have
buzz
those.
Around there and, like, run people
they
over.
They still have those carts in the warehouse.
Yeah. So I was driving by NFM while listening to Nebraska Sports Talk Radio, and that was a real pleasure.
Old Joey Quinn over
there?
Well,
they're having a rough go.
It's not really...
it's a good time.
It's not really... It's just straight it's Nebraska just, football radio.
It's non-stop. Like, 8 hours straight. It's like how... Like, they had a freshman redshirt who made some news, and it was like wall-to-wall coverage. It's like, oh, my gosh. How do these people do it? How do you find content?
See, I could do that. Ross couldn't. Like, Ross would get so bored with doing just Iowa and Iowa State. I could do that.
They talked about Nebraska for 6 hours straight.
Yeah, I believe it.
Like a little Ryder Cup mixed in, but that was it.
It was just college football, Iowa, or Iowa State. I mean, you and I, but just college. I could, but just one team. It is. Every time I go over there and see
the
whole store, you hit the border and it's nonstop there.
So we all went 500.
3-3.
Yeah, we all went 3-3 last week. I'm a dismal 6-16 on the year. Tim is 9-13 on the year.
Way better than you.
Bloom is 10-12.
Dominating.
On the year. So we got to turn it around, boys. So let's start with the game of the week. Ohio State is a 3.5-point favorite. They've got to go on the road to Happy Valley. Bloom, you're in the lead. We'll give you the honors.
Beware of the old half point there. So I'll take the home team with the home field advantage. I think Ohio State's the better team. I thought Penn State showed me something that second half that they can score some points. I think the young Ohio State quarterback, yet to really be tested on the road in a tough atmosphere, I think Penn State at least covers the 3.5.
Timmy?
Penn State fake news.
Ooh.
Ohio State by 2 touchdowns.
You are fake news.
Yep.
I'm gonna side with Bloom.
Outstanding. Got a game.
Yeah, I'm gonna side with Bloom on this. It's the toughest place to play in America.
It is.
When they get that wide out going.
What about Arizona State at night?
That's hard for a team going west.
Yeah.
But I just have a feeling on this that, and I don't even like Penn State is the thing. It's just
who likes either one of them.
Well, I don't mean like as a like as a. I don't think Penn State is like a playoff contender. I do think Ohio State is one, but it sets up weird. Huh. I'm not confident in this though at all. This is a total coin toss.
So this is what's
but
going.
Give me the hook.
So if history is any indication, Ohio State will lose this game. And then somehow they may not even make the Big Ten championship yet.
And then they'll
still make the playoffs.
Yeah. And maybe win the national title. Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll happen.
Speaking of our friends at Nebraska, the Purdue Boilermakers are 3.5-point favorites in Lincoln. Tim, you have the honors.
Yeah, just week four, and they're a 3.5-point dog at home. I'm curious what the history is on that.
2-1 win team. Yeah.
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 But that said, Purdue's feisty. They'll put up some points. I don't think Nebraska can stop them, and I don't think they got an offense to keep up. I'll take Purdue on the road.
I will, too. I just think that, you know, you could paint all the pictures of, Nebraska's got to play better at some point and all that. But, like, from what we've seen, Purdue seems to be getting better. Nebraska doesn't seem to be getting better.
Agreed.
The home field advantage in Lincoln has proven to be nothing over the last few years. Brohm right now I think is a really good coach.
He is.
And I'll take the Boilermakers, Bloom.
Well,
I really like the over in this game, by the way.
The 3 days that I was in Nebraska this week has poisoned my memory.
They convinced you that the
Huskers are never losing again. Yeah, no, at least I think they will win this week, though.
They're still winning the national title.
All right, you got Nebraska,
I'll take Nebraska
to win?
I'm not confident about it. But.
I'll take Stanford in +5.5 at Notre Dame. I don't know if Stanford wins, but against the spread, David Shaw is one of the best coaches in the country. And I see this being a field goal game either way. I'll take the 5.5 points. Tim?
Give me the Domers here. Stanford hasn't shown me anything. They did come back against Oregon last week, but I don't know if
Oregon, I haven't shown you anything. Jeez, but, what do you need from them?
I don't know. San Diego State at home, barely beat. Bryce Love to show up would be nice. That would be.
I think you're underrating San Diego State. The Aztecs are a fine program.
It's a very distinct possibility, but the Domers, they got things going right now, and I think that's going to be electric atmosphere.
Are you Catholic?
Night game.
Huh? Are you Catholic?
No, sir.
Kind of a personal question.
No, sir. That's okay.
Bloom is.
Well, I went to Sacred Heart Elementary School here in West Des Moines. Yeah.
So you're probably taking Notre
Dame. Fine education, and so that's what I'll take.
That's right.
That's my ode to Mr. Holst, my sixth grade math teacher.
There you go.
Big Notre Dame guy.
Dr. Lou.
Now, my sixth grade, just at Altoona Elementary, Mr. Cluden, great guy. Huge Notre Dame fan as well.
Same.
Irony. Don't know if he's Catholic or not. No.
But no, I'll take Notre Dame. Not just for Mr. Holst, but maybe for Mrs. Beta, too.
There you go.
Let's get into the Big 12, the varsity games coming up on Saturday. Texas is an 8.5-point favorite at Kansas State. I might have a little something whipped up for Bill Snyder tomorrow on Fanatics. You guys will have to listen to find out. Bloom, we're back around to you. 8.5-point favorite, a surging Texas program and a Kansas State program that is bad right now.
I have been on the record.
And you nailed it last week, my friend.
I've been on the record for 5 years that the end is near for Bill Snyder.
any time now, right? Any day now.
Finally, my prognostication has come to roost, so I'll take Texas to bury. Maybe officially bury him? I guess we'll find out, but I don't know.
I always feel weird making those jokes, though, because he's so old.
Metaphorically, of course.
But but you know, like in the age of Twitter, somebody takes one quote and puts it up as a text, and they make it seem. And anyways.
Metaphorically, so I'll take Texas metaphorically. Well,
to bury
After
vampire.
What Chris said, I have no jokes, I will just take Texas.
That's probably smart.
I'll take Texas.
I'll pull out the old Tom Herman will be standing at midfield with garlic and a cross, burying the vampire on Saturday.
If there's a guy to do
metaphorically,
it'd be metaphorically.
Yeah.
Give me my main man Tom Herman and the Texas Longhorns. West Virginia is. We have a lot of really weird, hard spreads this week. West Virginia is a 3.5-point favorite at Texas Tech. I'm going to give a warning on this one to anybody wanting to gamble on this game. we all know that West Virginia is better than Texas Tech. This is one of those lines that make you go, hmm, it's the longest road trip in the Big 12, Morgantown to Lubbock. Really a curious line. Tim, where are you going with it?
I didn't catch this earlier. Time of the game.
That is 11 a.m.
Okay.
Oh,
give
that,
me
West Virginia
factor.
Yeah.
I know normally you would say travel, yeah, early game. I know. I think if it's a night game, I think the crowd gives Texas Tech a touchdown there. But wake up early in the morning, West Virginia being a better team, there's not a whole lot of time to get amped up. There's not a lot of excitement about it. It's an early game. I take West Virginia's discipline to win the game.
West Virginia's history in Tech is awful. Like, I don't know if they've won there yet.
It's atrocious.
But I think this West Virginia team's different. I know Tech won last week. Great.
Bigger
good
and
work,
McCracken's going to have them wound up.
I'll take West Virginia. There's fine accommodations and charter planes now, so I'm not too worried about that.
I'm right with you guys. I'd like to disagree. But West Virginia, I really believe that they're legit. People want to – their defense is good. They are playing defense in Morgantown. People aren't used to that. People just, oh, it's Big 12. They don't play. No, this team will D you up. They are a 10-point better team than Texas Tech is if this is on a neutral field. And we're all blinded by what Tech did last week. I think that's more of an indictment on Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that we all went West Virginia.
Yeah.
Finally, the game of the week in college football, Iowa State is a 10.5-point underdog at TCU. I love Iowa State here. I'm not saying to win, but mm-hmm. Matt Campbell has not lost a game by more than 10 points since 2016. Anytime I can get Haycock's defense in double digits, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'll go here, Bloom, real fast. I hate agreeing with you, but... I saw 10.5 and was just tickled. I mean, on the road here, it's a perfect opportunity for Iowa State to come out and throw up points. I'll take Iowa State getting 10.5.
I think my record when I pick the other team is not good. So I'm going to pick TCU. I haven't seen enough from Iowa State's offense, and I haven't really seen a whole lot from TCU's offense either, but I have seen them put up 520 yards against Ohio State. So I think this is competitive. I just don't know. I don't know about Zeb against that defense, truthfully. So I think they get a couple turnovers, and I'll pick TCU by like 11.
All right.
Sorry.
By 10.6.
Yeah, like 10.6. Yeah. I think I have 28-17 in the picks that come out tomorrow.
You don't have to apologize to me. I like it.
No, I hope I'm wrong. Clearly.
I know. Anyways, Tim, give us a plug for Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive one more time.
Absolutely. Come on out and see us. We're on 94th there in Clive, just off of Hickman. A lot of great things going on right now, but come out and see us. National Karastan Month again. A lot of frees when you're buying Karastan and Mohawk carpets. Again, the entire store right now is 30-month deferred interest financing on anything over $1,000. So that's not specific to vendor. Just come out and see us, make a purchase, get that deferred interest financing, use our money. And again, if you're out there looking for a great career with a great company, check out NFM.com careers and look for under the Des Moines tab. We got a lot of things starting to heat up, and over the next month or so, a lot more opportunities coming available.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun, guys.
It's going to be to the Christmas season before you know it.
It's coming way faster than we it always comes.
It's like, whoa, it's October.
You hit that fall time and that wind chills, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's almost
isn't it great, though.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's good times.
All right. We'll be back with more after this here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The end of summer sell down is going on now at Carl Chevrolet. All month, get huge savings on many new Chevrolets. Receive 16% off all 2018 Silverado half-ton or 12% off new Silverado HD models, 17% off 2018 Equinoxes, 10% off 2018 Tahoe and Suburbans, plus 90 days deferred payments on all Silverados. All this when financed through GM Financial. And finally, receive 20% off 2018 Sonic, Spark, and Impalas. It's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
Welcome back to Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We're here from Whiskey River in Ankeny. As always, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Talking about that, Shawnee Jenks was talking down the line to us about the turnover belt.
Man, that Iowa State has
that the, yeah. that the boys have been holding up.
I didn't know that was a deal.
Well, let's talk to Doc Greenwald. Doc Greenwald's from the McFarland Clinic. He's one of the doctors that works on the Cyclones. He's on the sidelines. He's all over the place. He'll
they
probably be going with you to Fort Worth
yeah.
tomorrow, I'm assuming. Doc, have you seen this turnover belt?
Yeah, I see a couple of the guys carrying that around looking for some turnovers. Yep.
What do you think of the turnover belt? You like
oh,
that stuff?
I don't That's fine. I don't care so much about the belt. I care about the turnovers.
that's yeah, good. That's, you know what?
That's fair.
Ever since they had the belt, haven't been a whole lot of turnovers. Maybe it's the belt's
fault. It. But you know what? Last year, that was the key, right? And all they could do was,
it was?
Go down to the five-yard line and turn it over. So let's do that again.
I am for it.
Doc, we were just talking as well. I'm anxious to pick a guy's brain like you. The Clones are going with the all whites with the chrome lids on Saturday night. Are you a uniform guy? You like uniforms or do you not care?
I think if you look good, you play good. So,
yeah.
I'm a uniform guy. Yep. I think that.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
That's why Doc always looks good when he goes into the operating room. Because he's got to feel good.
Yeah, Doc, when you go into the OR, like what are you working in?
You're wearing your scrubs, and you want them nice and pressed and just looking snappy and sharp, so you're going to do some good surgery.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I like it. That's why Bloom generally performs better when he comes here to the program, because Bloom has a collared shirt on and dress pants right now. Doc, I'm wearing my Minnesota Vikings jersey getting ready for tonight's game.
Boy, what happened last week with the Vikes? That was pathetic. Jeepers.
Yeah, that I was telling on our radio show earlier today, I was telling Charch, I think that's the first Vikings game I have not watched in over 10 years because I had my daughter out at one of those apple orchard places, and I was trying to avoid the score, and all the damn notifications come through, and I thought I had them all blocked, and I missed one. And when I saw that score, I mean, it was like somebody had shot my dog. My mood
it ruined your time with your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I had done what I should do more, and I put my phone in my wife's purse, and I did not look at my phone the whole time I was out there. And it was when we were getting in my truck, and I hit my phone, and sure enough, the notification had come through, and my mood went from like, oh, great Sunday with the family, to horror. As far as sports goes, it was a bad situation for me.
You probably thought the score was wrong, didn't you? I mean, like, seriously, like, they messed up on the score. I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, biggest upset in NFL history since 1995. Yeah.
Doc Greenwald, I have a legitimate question for you.
Okay.
Not that we haven't had one for you yet. But when you do travel, though, you bring the team docs with you everywhere you go, right? But I assume that TCU has personnel as well. How does that work out, and how do you decide, you know, who gets to go where?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, so they just passed this new law, so where we can actually take care of our guys now out of state. So when you're a medical doctor, you're licensed by the state. So I'm licensed by the state of Iowa, but I don't have a law license practice in Texas. So one of our guys gets hurt in Texas, and like, for example, last week I had to do an open tibia fracture on one of our young guys who got hurt in Wednesday's practice. And so that's an emergent surgery. So right there, you have to go to the operating room. Well, how am I going to do that down in Dallas, Fort Worth? I don't have privileges to that hospital. I don't have a license to practice in Texas. And so they just passed this new law where you can take care of your own guys even though you went across state line. And so it's
wow.
The National Athletic Training Association, Coberly and his guys got that through, and a bunch of the team docs got it through. And it's really a nice bill where we can actually take care of our own guys even though we aren't in our own state. So it's been a great win for the kids. Yep. For us,
that's
to be able
fascinating.
To take care of them.
That makes a lot
of
sense
too.
That
right? Yeah,
I would not have, and it makes sense. Yeah, that the whole legality of it does make. I mean, my wife's a veterinarian, but they have similar laws in the sense that she can only practice in Iowa.
Right.
I never would have thought that the team doctor flying across the country
couldn't
with the team couldn't do
surgery,
that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good. That's good because you guys are the best doctors money can buy. What was that?
Well, no, you're right. It was illegal before, and we would just do it anyway. But now it's nice to have that legal coverage and what have you, and really be able to, because we know our guys. And like, if the roles were reversed, if you get an aim, I'm not going to work on that kid. I mean, I want to help them, but that's their athlete, and they know that athlete, and so on. So it's a great law that was passed. Good
deal. Man, you learn something every day. Doc, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Fort Worth. I'm sure Bloom will see you down there, and I will see you here in a couple weeks when the Clones get back to town, okay?
Yep. Sounds great. Thanks for all you guys do with Cyclone Fanatics. Appreciate y'all. All right.
Yep. Thanks, Doc. Thank you. We appreciate you, Doc. Doc Greenwald. Dr. Wormy was supposed to be with us. He's in Wyoming. He's out hiking. He texted me. He's going into some cave. Didn't think he would have service.
I know we got to break quickly, but Doc Greenwald always makes you feel bad. Every game on the road, he is out running at like 4:30 in the morning.
Doesn't surprise me.
The guy,
he's a good-looking guy.
Practices what he preaches.
More Fanatics Radio after this here on 1460 KXNO.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a message from my friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Great guys. I love going in there, talking with Judd, talking with Joe, and looking at the beautiful 30,000 square feet of inventory in their warehouse. It's right there in the corner of Ankeny. The showroom has so many displays. They offer installation, delivery. They do interior work, exterior work, and their manufactured stone is cost effective. Do a makeover to your home and use a great Cyclone Fanatic supporter and two awesome friends of mine at Centurion Stone of Iowa. I promise you'll be treated with a first-class experience, and you'll want to go back again and again.
Hi, Cyclone fans. This is Dr. Brian Wormy, board-certified and sports fellowship-trained orthopedic sports medicine physician and surgeon at McFarland Clinic in Ames. As an official team physician for the Iowa State Cyclones, I really enjoy the opportunity to work with athletes here in my hometown. My colleagues, Dr. Buck, Dr. Greenwald, and I provide specialized orthopedic care to patients of all levels, including sports injury evaluation and treatment, arthroscopy, surgery, stem cells, and PRP treatment. Don't let your injury keep you out of your game. Learn more at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
When it comes time for my friends and I to decide where we'll watch college football on a Saturday night, there is no better choice than Whiskey River in Ankeny. Whiskey River is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show again for the 2018 season and is the perfect spot for your get-together of all ages. Whiskey River's great food, satisfying drinks, friendly staff, and wall-to-wall TVs make deciding where to go a no-brainer for any situation. And don't forget, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help.
Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Hey guys, it's Williams here. On the podcast, on our radio shows, we talk a lot about point spreads, you know, all that stuff. To be honest, I'm not a big bettor, but I'm really just fascinated by that industry. And I want to recommend a service to you guys today if you're interested in that sort of thing. MyBookie.ag is the website. If you join right now and if you give them our promo code, they will match your deposit dollar for dollar. This is a really good deal. Our promo code is 2427. Again, that promo code is 2427. They have live in-game, live betting. They're in the business for you fantasy guys out there. You can bet over-under on fantasy points for players. There's all sorts of really cool things. MyBookie.ag. Again, that promo code is 2427. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.ag.
AgriGold's corn and soybeans allow growers to be bold enough to go and grow their own way. AgriGold brings the recommendations and resources you expect from a true seed partner combined with in-the-field understanding. AgriGold's global breeding program and local yield results stack up against anybody at harvest. Be bold. Go gold. AgriGold. Call AgriGold today. 800-262-7333. That's 800-262-7333.
Right.
Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio, here on 1460 KXNO. Thanks to our gracious hosts here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Bloom, you're picking Iowa State to get blown out.
No, I didn't say that. Did not say
it
that.
Certainly seems what you're insinuating.
I said that I don't know about the Iowa State offense yet. They may prove me wrong.
I mean, it's game four.
I think TCU is the more proven commodity here. So I'll pick TCU by 11.
So you're picking the first loss by 10 or more in the Matt Campbell era since 2016.
If that happens to be the case, then yes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's real. I mean, they've lost by 10
multiple
to Iowa
times.
And Texas.
And Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know how numbers are. You can put them any way you want.
I think they could win the game. Like I wouldn't be surprised at all. In fact, they could win. I know we're going the gauntlet, what have you.
I think too much is being made of that.
I completely agree. Everybody looks good right now. Until you get into conference play, then it really separates. We say this every year. I mean, the Big 12 is going to be good every year, and you play everybody. This isn't like Iowa that doesn't have to play Ohio State, you know, three times in 12 years. You have to play everybody, and it'll disseminate depending on how the year goes. I mean, teams we think are good now may not be come November, but I think Iowa State's defense is good enough that they can be in everything and win every game.
Except Saturday.
No, I just...
I'm just messing.
Here you go. Here you go.
I like TCU by 6.
I mean, it's...
Let's go 31. Okay.
I don't think Andrew's getting to 30.
30 to 24.
Okay. So do we see Brock Purdy? Do we see Real Mitchell?
Yes on Real Mitchell, no on Brock Purdy.
Okay. Whoa.
I think we see the Real Mitchell package.
Okay. You're calling for it.
We'll see.
Okay.
I have no idea.
The Gladiator package.
Oh. You've been thinking about that one for a while.
No, I'm just saying that his mom was a Gladiator.
Did you already feed that one to Walters?
I haven't yet. Maybe he's listening.
Perhaps. Thanks, Sean.
What was his mom's Do you remember her gladiator name?
Blaze.
Blaze? If he doesn't use Blaze in his touchdown call with Real Mitchell, he's a failure to all of us.
Vikings football is next.